Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription, Hearts in Harmony. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. So visit your Kroger store. That's where you'll find Kroger cut beef and many other famous stars of the food world. And now here's a surprise. Fibber McGee, who will tell you about the star of the wax world featured at your Kroger store.
You're the first jet-propelled salesman I ever saw, boy.
How do you use this here, Glaucomora?
Glowcoat.
Glow, yeah.
Johnson self-polishing Glowcoat.
Yeah, yeah. How do you use it?
Well, gee, didn't I ever tell you? I'd have sworn I'd mentioned it around here.
Oh, you know how I am, kid. In one ear and out the other. You just pour it out, do you?
Yeah, like this, see? Yeah, that's about enough.
You mean you just make a kind of a little puddle with it?
No, no, no. You spread it around with a long-handled applier.
Oh, here's one. Here, right here.
Swell. Now what? Mm-hmm. Just spread it around evenly like this. No work at all.
Oh, I get it. Then you wait a few hours for it to dry.
No, silly. It dries in 20 minutes or less.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Get Johnson's Glow Coat at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. For the first time since the automobile accident, which was near fatal to him and to Penny Gibbs, Barry Carlton has been conscious and able to speak. An operation necessary to save his life was seemingly successful. So Penny is in unusually good spirits this morning as an intern knocks on the door of her hospital room.
Come in.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hello, Dr. Evans. Come in.
How's Heatherton Hospital's most beautiful patient this morning?
You mean Heatherton Hospital's most hideous patient, don't you?
Not from what I can see peeking out between those bandages. You're feeling a lot better this morning, aren't you?
Yes, a lot better, Dr. Evans. Why shouldn't I?
Oh, I guess there's no reason why you shouldn't. Your boyfriend seems to be doing all right.
That's why I feel so much better. Have you seen Barry?
I had a minute with him early this morning.
How is he?
Doing fine. He had a tough time of it, and that was no picnic of an operation he went through. But he's on the mend now, I'm sure.
I hope they'll let me see him soon.
Oh, you're not in shape to be moved yourself, young lady.
When will I be?
I don't know. I just work here. It's up to Dr. Weston.
I wish you'd talk to him about it.
Well, I'll try. Oh, say, I have more good news for you.
Good news comes all at once, doesn't it?
I guess it does. We're removing some of the bandages from your face tonight.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm. Then you'll be able to move your face a little better, and I'll be able to get a better look at it.
You're going to be very disappointed.
I don't think so. I saw your picture in a Rossville paper once, and I've never forgotten it.
Was it that bad?
You won't admit you're beautiful, will you?
I know I'll pass, but I wouldn't expect to win any beauty contest.
It'd be no contest, Miss Gibbs. Not with you on the line. Say, those cuts on your forehead have healed completely, haven't they?
Yes, I'm awfully glad. They were very ugly.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've seen worse. You're a pretty healthy girl to heal that quickly. What's your secret? Clean living?
Hard work and long hours.
Well, your working days are going to be over when you're out of here, aren't they? I understand you and Carlton were on your way to be married when you had your accident.
Yes, we were.
Why didn't you pick out a rich guy instead of a multimillionaire?
Next time I will.
Say, that's the first laugh I've heard out of you since you've been here. Keep that up and maybe I can talk Dr. Weston into letting you see your boyfriend.
Oh, would you do that, please?
Yes, but against my better judgment. I'm a little jealous of the guy, if you don't mind my saying so.
No, of course I don't mind. I'm very flattered, Dr. Evans.
I didn't mean that as flattery. I meant it, period.
Well, your jealousy won't cheat me out of a chance to see Barry, will it? Soon?
No. I know when I'm outclassed.
Well, when will you ask Dr. Weston about letting me see Barry?
If you smile for me, maybe I'll ask him this afternoon.
And if I laugh for you, how about speaking to him this morning?
You've laughed me into it. Will do.
Thank you. You'll let me know pretty soon, too.
As soon as I've talked to Dr. Weston. But don't be disappointed if he says no. Maybe you're coming along all right, but Carlton is still pretty low.
Well, I don't want to do anything to make it worse for him, but maybe it'll do us both good to see each other.
You may have a point there. Well, I'll try it on Dr. Weston this afternoon.
Shame on you. You said this morning.
You caught me, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. It'll be this morning.
I promise.
Oh, say, I was talking to your mother the other morning, and she was telling me about your stepfather. It seems he's in a wheelchair.
Yes, he has been for months. The doctors say that Gerald spent the rest of his life in it, too.
Oh? Well, what happened to him?
No one seems to know. He was perfectly all right, and then one morning he woke up and wasn't able to move his legs.
I see. Has the paralysis spread since then?
No, it's confined to his legs.
And the doctors were never able to determine what caused it?
No. And very fine doctors looked at him, too.
Tell me, how old a man is he?
Oh, I think he'll be about 61 this year.
Well, that's not old. A man of that age shouldn't have to face the rest of his years in a wheelchair. I don't want you to get the idea that I think I know more than the doctors who've already looked him over, but, well, paralysis is one of my pet studies, and I'd like to take a look at your dad sometime.
Well, that's very kind of you, but we've been told that it's hopeless. Besides, we don't have the money right
now.
Who
said anything about money? Let's call it research or something. Or just friendly interest. Frankly, I don't think there's anything I can do for him that older and wiser doctors haven't already done. But it won't hurt to look at him. Sometime after this is all over, how about it, Miss Gibbs?
All right. If you like, I'll ask Jed.
Swell. I'm up in Rossville when I get time off. I'll give you a ring. Or won't you be living in Rossville when you're Mrs. Carlton?
Oh, yes, I will, but not right in town. Barry and I are building a home out in the country. The mountains, to be exact.
Oh, for the life of a millionaire. Say, your dad's not alone in Rossville, is he?
No. A young couple lives with us. Freddie and Nora Lang.
Oh.
They own a big farm just outside of Rossville, but they live with us right now. Nora takes care of the children. There are two of them.
Two of them?
My brother's little girl, Valerie. She's just 18 months. And then Julie, who's 6 years old. The daughter of a friend of mine.
Some household. Then your father is not only well taken care of, but constantly amused, I guess. Oh, it must be great having kids in the house.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And Nora's precious. She's had more to do with Jed's good spirits than anybody in the family. Oh, she is like one of the family. At least that's the way we all feel about her.
Hey, Nora! Nora! Hey, Nora!
Eddie Lang, you stop blowing that horn. I said I'd be out in a minute.
Well, at some minute. I think I've emptied a tank of gas just standing here waiting.
Cricket's pretty. You can't blame that on me. You could have turned the motor off.
Yeah, but you said you'd just be a minute. So you really see, Crickets, it's your fault. You owe me a tank of gas.
Oh, Freddie, you're really angry.
No, I'm not, Nora. I'm just kidding.
I know you were.
Now, you're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Oh, pretty sure of you.
Fine thing. You married a gal, and then all of a sudden you might just as well make like a doormat for the way she feels about you.
You don't really mean that, do you?
No, I don't, Nora. As a matter of fact, you can use me for a doormat anytime you want.
I'll never want to, darling. You know that.
Yeah, sure do. That's because I'm sure of you, too.
Oh, say, Freddie.
Hmm?
Are you sure you can't go to see Penny with me?
Well, I'd sure like to, Nora, but I've got to get out to the farm. And you know I'd rather drive you downtown than have you go on a train, don't you?
Oh, Crickets, I don't mind the train. It's only an hour and a half ride.
Yeah, but just the same, I'd feel better driving you. Maybe next time, huh?
I hope so.
Hey, Mr. Billings and the kids are going to be all right while you're gone, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Mrs. Ross is going to stay with them until I get back. I guess I'll be back in time for dinner.
Well, I'll try to duck away from the farm a little early then and maybe give Mrs. Ross a hand.
Oh, say, Freddie, I'll tell you what you could do.
What's that?
I forgot to tell Mrs. Ross we need potatoes. Could you bring some in from the farm?
Oh, sure, you bet. Hey, you won't forget to tell Penny I'm thinking about her, will you?
Mm-mm.
And explain why I haven't been able to come down to see her, will you?
Oh, I'm sure she understands why you haven't been down, Freddie, but I'll tell her just the same. And you try to get back to help Mrs. Ross in case I'm late, will you, darling? Come in. Hello, Penny.
Nora. Oh, Nora, what a surprise.
I told them not to tell you I was coming.
Oh, they certainly did, and I was just talking about you this morning, too.
Oh, crickets, I hope it was good.
About you, what else could it be? Oh, darling, I've forgotten how lovely you are. Let me look at you.
Oh, crickets, don't. I came to look at you.
I'm an awful sight. Hmm?
No. You're still lovely, Penny. Bandages and all.
Maybe the bandages help. But they're coming off tonight.
Oh, I'm glad.
Most of them are, anyhow. How's Jed?
Oh, fine. He sent you this kiss.
We'll send this back to him. Oh, Nora, are those tears in your eyes?
No, Penny, they're just wet from eye strain. Coming down on the train, the sun was in my eyes almost all the time.
Oh, Nora, you mustn't cry because of me. I look a lot worse than I am. And I'm getting much better every day.
I won't cry anymore, Penny, but... Oh, gee, crickets, I hate to see you looking this way. It makes me hurt all over.
Well, I hurt all over, too, for a few days, but... The pain's slowly going away, Nora. How's Valerie?
Oh, fine.
And Freddie?
Oh, he wanted to come to see you, but... Well, he's so busy at the farm with... Well, you know, Daddy's not feeling so well.
You're, worried about your father, aren't you, Nora?
Yes, Penny, terribly. Oh, but this is no place to talk about it.
Oh, golly, come in.
Miss Gibbs, I bring you... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you had come.
Oh, come in, Dr. Evans. This is Mrs. Lang. We were talking about her this morning. Mrs. Lang, Dr. Evans.
How do you do, Dr.
Lang? Well, everyone in the Gibbs household must be beautiful. I should have taken that offer at Rossville Hospital instead of coming down here.
That's nice.
Miss Gibbs, I bring good news.
Mm-hmm, I know what it is, too. It's about Barry.
What else? Dr. Weston says you may see him tomorrow.
Well, if Penny and Barry are able to see each other, they're both well on their way to recovery, aren't they? What will happen when Penny and Barry meet for the first time since the accident? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Say, have you heard the big news? In the great Kroger hot dated coffee contest, you have the opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. In 5 weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes. The first week's contest closes midnight, Wednesday, October 15. Enter now. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.